Whoa. Hey, man.
This takes me back, you know?
Gosh, it's like I'm right there. Me, just a young, negative 30-year-old baby.
That's a gross thought.
No. I was negative 21, actually.
Welcome to the Parrothead Podcast. I am Ryan Middledorf.
I'm Patrick McDonald. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
And today, it's an alternate universe of Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, it's a very much like a what-if sort of episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We found a podcast. We found a podcast. That we found out we've been recording a podcast for 3 years.
I had no idea. Did you?
Did you know that this was being recorded?
No, I had no clue.
Who's putting these up?
The craziest thing.
We found a playlist on Spotify called
Legacy of Laurel Canyon.
Legacy of Laurel Canyon, exactly. And it was kind of in conjunction of with Echoes of the Canyon.
Yes.
A documentary that we've briefly discussed. But where you wanted to dive into it today is a bit of a Buffett Buddies.
Yeah. It's a Buffett Buddies adjacent episode.
Exactly. I was looking things up right now. To see where Jimmy was. He was in Nashville at this time, maybe potentially New Orleans as well.
Yes.
Like 69 to 73-ish.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't really around, but a lot of his contemporaries and a lot of his collaborators are in this area. Laurel Canyon.
Jackson Brown was here.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yes.
The Eagles. They dabbed in and out of there.
It's crazy. It's going to be a very fun episode. Lots to talk about. I'm very excited for this one.
Me too.
Before we dive in, let's chat about some Buffett news.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on. So, Patty, I'm no longer on social media. I don't follow any of the stuff that's going on at all.
Correct.
You walked in and you said, did you hear that Jimmy Buffett changed his album title?
Yeah.
And I said no.
Yeah.
And I have not looked it up, and I've been very excited.
It's shocking. And what's funny for me is that I deleted my personal Twitter.
Oh, you did?
So now my only Twitter is Parrothead Twitter.
Wow.
So I'm taking a stark, real, headfirst, fins dive into Parrothead. Also, my voice is hoarse, and I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
It's husky. I did go out.
It's very...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some sinuses, some allergies, some sickness.
Oh, no.
And then some coronavirus, and then... It's all fine.
A
hint of corona.
Yes.
I did go out to Funky Soul Night last night.
Funky Soul Night.
Have you been to Funky Soul
Night?
No,
I haven't. What did
you do last night?
Okay. This is our new favorite game. our new favorite game.
It's called Sliding Doors.
Oddly enough, I went to a restaurant last night called Swinging Door. Swinging Door Texas Barbecue.
Okay.
Was not very good.
It wasn't very good.
No, you and I are big. We're barbecue connoisseurs.
We are.
This was, you know, it was Los Angeles trying to do Texas barbecue.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
That makes me really mad.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing worse to me, I wish if barbecue is okay, it makes me more angry than if it's bad.
Yes.
Because I'm like, then you could have done it.
Sure.
You had a couple
and
steps
listen,
in the right direction.
It was passable.
Yeah.
It was passable.
But they didn't work hard enough.
They did not work hard enough. It looked like the smoke rings around the meat, they looked fake.
Okay, well that's they were painted on.
Sharpie.
When they sharpie the smoke ring, get out of the barbecue restaurant.
They had everything though. They had like paper towels or just like rip off like paper towels at the tables.
Oh well then
tablecloths.
Well,
they had the barbecue sauce and the little squeeze things. Things were a little sticky.
Yeah,
you know they had all of like the perfect setup for
it. Yeah, so aesthetically it was a mess.
Yes,
which is what you expect
next to a gas station.
Yeah,
they had everything, but the food was it left a little to be desired.
Okay. You know? That's really disappointing.
It was a little disappointing. So that's what I did last night.
That's what you did last night.
Yeah, and watch reruns of The Office.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So you went to Funky Soul Night?
I went to Funky Soul Night at the Echo in Echo Park.
I love the Echo.
It's a big funk night.
Yeah.
A lot of blasts where we're had. That's what we say nowadays. The kids do. I used to go to that area every weekend, and I remember that I think I lost two phones in Echo Park,
stolen or just lost,
just drunk, threw them on the ground.
Of course, yeah.
But I don't drink anymore, so I'm going back to these places with sober eyes,
looking for your phones.
And I go for my phones, and I have found them. I have a new iPhone 3S.
Beautiful,
it's fantastic. The only iPhone 3 with Siri.
Yeah.
The 3S. it was very fun. Mm-hmm. It was a weird situation. I have this cool jean jacket that we've talked about. The Olive Garden.
Oh, yes, the Olive Garden.
I've worn it.
You have.
I wore it out last night, and three of my other friends wore jean jackets. Bit of a jean jacket night.
Wow.
Four men in jean jackets.
Did you all just hang out together, like next to each other the entire time?
We did. It was a really, really good time.
Very fun.
So it's nice. And it's a weird world where I go out and everyone loves my Olive Garden jean jacket. I mean, it is a rave review. People are obsessed.
The thing about it, you can't really tell it's an Olive Garden. So you must tell people.
No, people notice it.
People notice the little tag on the back.
And they're like, is that Olive Garden?
No, they don't.
Because it's embossed. Yes.
Really?
They know.
But it's so subtle.
It's very subtle, but they're looking.
Wow.
I've caught their attention and they want to soak up every inch of that jean jacket.
Of course they do. Who wouldn't?
I mean, it's a blast.
It's a showstopper.
It's a showstopper. Yes. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So anyways... that's a long tangent to say that I'm not on social media anymore.
Right, yes.
But I am still on Parrot Head Pod on Twitter, so you can reach out to us there, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Huge news. I was CC'd. Somebody tagged me in it. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, a few weeks ago, changed his album. It used to be called Oceans of Time.
Oceans of Time.
And I want to give you three guesses as to what it is now.
Okay. The seagulls came a-knockin'.
Correct.
Wow. No. Oh, my God. Okay,
that's
that was
a good
one. Guess one. Seagulls
came a-knockin'. I love that.
Sweet, salty 45.
Oh, my God. 45. Okay.
Is that close?
Yeah, a little close.
Okay, sweet, salty 45.
I would say closer than seagulls came a knocking. Final guess, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, let's see.
Salty 45. It sounds like an ice cream flavor.
I'm gonna go with a Sandy Hull.
Ooh,
A Sandy Hull.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go over these again.
Okay.
A seagull came a-knockin'.
Yep.
Not it.
Not it.
A sweet, salty 45.
Not it.
Not it. And a Sandy Hull.
A Sandy Hull?
Like a boat hull.
Is incorrect.
Well,
also.
Okay.
The new album.
Yes.
From Jimmy Buffett to be released sometime this spring.
Sometime this spring.
That's
coming
what
up.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly Oceans of Time.
Yes.
Now, Life on the Flip Side.
Oh, my God. I love it.
You love it?
I love it so much
I
more than Oceans of Time. Life on the Flip Side.
Life on the Flip Side.
That's very fun. That's much more Jimmy than Oceans of Time.
It's way more Jimmy. It's way more Jimmy.
This went from a very sentimental, chill kind of album to full-on goofy, nonstop weirdness.
Yes, it went, yes. And Oceans of Time, to me, also implied death.
Sure.
And implied his last album.
Yes.
And Life on the Flip Side, life is in the title.
Yes.
It's younger. It's more exciting.
Yes.
Right? Flip Side. Uh-oh. Where are we now?
Where are we? Yeah, what's happening?
Now we're on the flip side? Was the other side the right side? So
well,
he's
like,
been on the other side.
Flip Side also implies that this is like a new chapter.
Yeah.
You know?
On the flip side.
But like, he's 74?
Yeah. But he's also been living his life on the flip side.
Very fair.
Because he's like, well, on the flip side.
On the flip side. He's different direction than most people. We're going to talk about that today.
He went in a different
direction.
He can go where he wants to go.
Life
and he can do what he wants
to
do.
On the flip side. No singles or anything yet.
Life on the flip side. I'm surprised it's not life on the flip-flop side.
Yeah.
But I'm happy as well. It could have easily been life on the flip-flop side.
I would have loved that even more.
That would have been stunning.
So do we think there's going to be a song called Life on the Flip Side? There's got to be.
I think there has to be.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there will be life on the flip side, and I think it's going to maybe connote that there's a little more lively songs.
Yeah.
Than we've seen on Songs from Saints Somewhere.
Man, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
It gets me a little excited.
Yes.
We're getting closer to it.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be so much fun. This will be our first non-holiday themed new album.
Correct.
Non-holiday, non-compilation themed new album since we started the podcast.
It's really exciting.
It's very exciting.
We're going to be listening to it with everybody else at the same time.
Yes.
It's a huge deal.
Huge deal. Well, that's exciting. I like that. And the fact that the album title has changed must mean that he's getting close to a release.
Yeah.
We're recording this now in February. Next month is going to be the start of spring.
Yeah.
So it's coming up.
They had a big listening party recently.
Oh, they did?
I think it's just going to drop. He's going to do a Beyonce style. Nobody releases albums on certain dates anymore.
No, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Because you used to be able to go to like the iTunes store every Tuesday and see all the new releases.
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Now, like not being on social media or anything, there's no way for me to really know. So I look on like the little release radar thing on Spotify. It's like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, it's shocking.
So-and-so released a new song.
Right.
That's great.
Like, oh, Green Day released a new album today. Like, it's like music comes to me. It's shocking.
Yeah,
it's really
it's
wild.
Nuts.
But yeah, so that's our Buffett news. Another piece of Buffett news.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, you know, here's what I'll say. Just like a lesson in life, put out kind of what you want, and sometimes it will come to you.
Yes.
Recently, I am a director for a sketch team. I've been directing them for the past year or so.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty extensive schedule. We're a house team at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. At the end of the year, they bought me a gift.
Yes.
And that gift was two tickets to Escape to Margaritaville. The musical.
Very, very exciting.
Very exciting. I have an extra ticket, and I'm absolutely bringing you Ryan.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know that.
Oh, my goodness.
There was no other way. No one else has accepted the offer.
You got 14 no's before you're like, okay, I guess I'll ask Ryan.
Okay. Better to have one parrot in the bush, one parrot in the hand than 14 sparrows.
That is so sweet and so exciting that this team bought you such a generous gift.
I mean, it's such a generous gift. It's such a thoughtful gift. And to be known and to be seen and to be given such a useful gift.
Yes.
And a gift that they knew that I would love is very exciting.
That's amazing.
There was another side gift, which was a few months ago, as a joke, there was a bunch of them were going to Big Bear and a few of us weren't going. So as a prank, we went on Craigslist and we tried to hire someone to pretend to be a wizard for 30 minutes to show up at their house and be a wizard. It was a big prank.
Did it happen?
We found this man, Richard, who was going to do it, and he had a beard and everything.
Yeah.
But he dropped out last minute. And
oh my gosh.
We were going to pay him $50.
So was he going to drop by unannounced to this cabin in Big Bear?
He was. So it didn't happen. But then I got this gift. And then there was also a note that said, a wizard will visit you soon. And for about 3 weeks, I have been expecting a wizard to just show up where I am.
So far, everywhere. No wizard.
I haven't seen a wizard yet. And they said, when it happens, you'll know.
Wow.
And somebody told me last night, we're debating on whether or not to send the wizard when you are alone or with people. I was like, I don't want to be alone with a wizard. What am I going to do alone with this man? Or woman?
A female
wizard?
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Exciting. Yeah, so those are the two gifts. So potentially the wizard's coming with us.
Oh my God. If they bought an extra ticket that they did not tell you about that was for this wizard... That would be amazing.
That would be so
just
funny.
Just you and I in our Hawaiian shirts sitting next to a full-on wizard at the,
oh my
the
God.
Dolby Theater.
That audience is going to look like a Where's Waldo book. Hawaiian shirts and a wizard. just a beach scene.
That is so fun.
Oh my gosh.
I love
it's
that.
It's very exciting.
I also
so, yeah.
love how now there's this this call and response, this handoff game that you have with this team to just pass off wizards.
It's so funny. It is such a funny, weird thing.
Oh my God.
And we were also told that they were like, thank God that wizard didn't show up because we had gotten too drunk too fast.
Oh no.
We were all like really not doing well at like 8 o'clock. Yeah. Like we wouldn't have been able to handle the wizard. There was another guy who was going to come because there were these backup wizards. There were like three
backup wizards. Yes. So if wizard A doesn't work out, you have wizard B and
exactly.
C on standby.
Exactly.
So. Waiting in the wings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's very
fun. But regardless, the Buffett news for us is we will be at the Dolby Theater.
Yes.
The evening show on February 28th.
Yes, that's a Friday, I believe, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
So if you are in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
and you are going to Escape to Margaritaville, but you haven't bought your tickets yet.
Yes.
Come then.
Yes, February 28th.
See us.
It's going to be a blast.
Hi. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
It's been a couple years since we've seen it.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
It's been really exciting.
So
it's going to be really
we'll probably
fun.
Have a full report that next week on the podcast, I imagine.
Yes,
yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When's this coming out?
That next week.
Oh, that next week.
That next
I was
week.
Like, well, next week? I was like, what day is it?
I'm a week ahead, just
okay,
so you know.
Okay, you're a week ahead.
I'm a week ahead.
Wow, oh yeah, you're on a different time zone.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very cool. You get so much done.
I do. Oh my gosh.
great. Well,
so
cool.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. That's our Buffett news.
That's our Buffett news.
And now, what are we listening to?
Yeah, what are we listening to? A new segment that we want to do on the show.
Yes,
we
we're doing the segments. I like the segments, Ryan.
You know, it keeps everything content. What the fuck did you just do? You just put your foot down ever so gingerly, and something flew off the table.
I flew my computer off
the table. That was your whole computer.
Yeah, that's my entire computer.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Okay, so Patty, what are you listening to?
Oh my gosh.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks.
You must have some new things in the rotation.
Yes, there's a couple new things in the rotation. Honestly, there's a few things that I'm in love with, but there's one specific song that for some reason I'm drawn to it, and it's like a French horn quartet.
Oh, a French... Four French horns?
I believe it's four French horns or it's
wow.
some sort of horn quartet.
It's like a sound bath.
Yeah. Their name is the Westerlies.
Okay.
And the song is called Robert Henry.
Robert Henry.
Yes.
Oh, I found it.
I would
yes.
like to listen to it. Ooh. I don't know why I found this song and I don't know why I love it so much, but I am obsessed with this song.
I'm very excited. Okay. The Westerlies, Robert Henry.
Yes,
let's
please.
Give it a
let's give it a listen.
Oh, yes.
I like it, right? It's kind of like, it reminds me of like being on a, like a steamboat. Like.
Oh, sure.
I just imagine like
yes.
looking over at a new frontier, like kind of a pioneer. Like, I don't know, like an old, it's. There's a really good part coming up.
This is awesome.
It's cool, right?
I'm a big fan of this. I mean, you know me. Put horns in anything,
oh,
and
yeah.
I am into it.
Only
and this
horns?
Is all horns. This is right up my alley.
It's so good.
Could listen to this for days.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. The Westerlies, and it's all just French horns.
It's all horns. And
that's
I texted,
so great.
I texted my friend this song. I was like, listen to this song. It's great.
That's
and
so awesome.
My friend Dom, whose boyfriend Pat is in the Rad Trads.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The
yeah.
band we talk about on the show all the time.
I love the Rad.
They're
I listened
amazing.
To them yesterday.
They're great.
Yes.
And he was like that. She was like, that's Pat's old roommate was somebody in the Westerlies.
We gotta get We got to get these guys on the show.
We got to get the Rad Trads on the show.
We got to get the Rad Trads.
I talked to the Sloppy Boys, too. They want to do the in-studio. They're releasing a new album soon.
Yes.
We got to do the in-studio album record.
Please.
We got to do it.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm listening to.
That's great. It looks like a young group of people, too.
It's a young group of people. Yeah.
I love young people playing, like, old instruments.
It's so cool. I think it's so cool.
It's very fun.
I think it's awesome. I don't know. That song just really speaks to me.
I'm into it. I'm so, big time into it.
It's such a noble melody in my mind. I'm just like, this is powerful. Like, I just feel confident when I'm listening to that song. I just throw in my friend, when I'm working out, I just throw in my French horn music. I'm running an exercise class. I'm like, everyone stretch. That's what I'm listening to. Ryan, what are you listening to?
Okay, so this is weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this
weirder
is...
Weirder than French horns?
It might be weirder than French horns.
Oh, my God.
So, about a week ago, Olivia found a playlist on Spotify called Plantasia.
Okay.
Have you heard of Plantasia?
No.
It's a collection of songs to play for your plants.
Okay.
Yes. It's called Plantasia. I don't understand why these songs are selected for plants. It makes no sense to me.
Okay.
There's nothing in the titles that denotes that it's specifically for a plant.
Okay.
But it's very relaxing. If I was a plant, I think I would enjoy listening to this.
Wow.
So this is the first song on the Plantasia playlist. It is called Plantasia, and it is by Mort Garson.
Yeah, of course it is.
So
of
this
course
is,
Mort Garson's yes. calling is writing music for plants.
So this is Plantasia. Oh, have you seen the movie Uncut Gems?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the opening credits when they're doing the colonoscopy thing and
yes.
there's that like electronic kind of music playing?
Yeah, they go into the diamond. Yeah.
Yes, this sounds like that.
Wow.
Yes. So
great.
Let's give it a listen.
Plantasia.
So just imagine you're a plant.
I'm already there. I'm a redwood.
It's a big plant.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm a spruce.
It's a lot of that.
Whoa.
It's a whole playlist of that.
Wow.
There's some spoken word things. Again, I don't know why this was made for plants.
Yes.
But it just clicks with me.
That is so fun to me.
Yes.
I really like it.
Yeah. So
and you respond to it as well.
I respond to it. So there's that. And there's also, have you heard the new Nathaniel Rateliff stuff?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's so good.
I really, really like it.
I like it too.
He's amazing.
We're
a big fan of him on this pod.
Big fan of him. I want to play And It's Still All Right, one of his recent singles from, I guess he has a new album coming out soon.
Yeah. Has it come out?
Has it come out? Maybe it has come out.
It might have.
It's really good. I'm going to play a little bit of this song. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. God, he's so cool.
He's amazing.
The hardness of my head. Now close your eyes, spin around, say part time you could find ain't the way that you want. But it's still alright. Late at night, you lay around wondering, counting all the lanes. So funny now, say, times are hard to get this far, but it ain't the way that you want. I'll be damned if this old man don't start to count his losses. But it's still alright.
Just put me in a cabin in Mammoth or Big Bear and just leave me alone for a little bit, and this is what I'll start humming in my head.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Nobody touch me and that will play.
Yes. Don't touch me.
Nobody touch me. Give me a big puzzle.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
I love Curmudgeon Patrick. Just want a big puzzle. Don't touch me.
I'm wearing a sweater that I made out of a blanket. I just stapled it together around my body. I didn't even cut it.
Sitting next to a lukewarm pot of coffee.
Yes. And then I put it in the microwave for 30 minutes. Oh, my gosh. And then I put it in oat milk. Yeah, that is perfect music to me.
It's so good.
Not as perfect as a JB, of course.
Oh my God, of course.
Our boy. But, I mean, that is so... I mean, we're on a rainy day here.
It is a rainy day. You might hear some rain in the background. It was hailing here earlier. Mm-hmm. I think the hail has since subsided, but it is a nice, cloudy, rainy Burbank day.
It is.
I'm loving it.
I'm having a blast.
Oh, my God. So that's what we are listening to. Let's jump into this playlist.
Yes, let's get to it. What you came here for?
What you came here for. This is the Legacy of Laurel Canyon playlist. For those that don't know what Laurel Canyon is, it's one of the canyons near Los Angeles.
Correct. It's in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
It's basically between Beverly Hills and Studio City.
Yes.
So you can, traffic-wise, if you take the canyon, it's a little bit of a shortcut, and it's a beautiful shortcut.
I drive through the canyons on my way to and from work.
Yes, me too.
I love it. It's the way to travel in L.A.
It's a dream.
It's great.
I love it.
And Laurel Canyon was a hotbed for musicians.
Oh, yeah.
In the mid to late 60s and early 70s.
You know this. Everyone knows this. It's a huge deal. I mean, this was huge deal. It's one of those explosions, that kind of time period where everybody comes together and produces this music, because it's like not just, it's almost this like proximity collaboration where everyone is just feeding off of each other in this really cool, close way.
Yes.
These amazing artists came up with so many different incredible things.
Yeah.
Like this, there's the Greenwich Village time period.
Yep.
That's a little close to this time period as well.
Yep.
A little before this time period.
Do you think we're in, I mean, I guess to a certain extent we're in kind of one of those time periods right now. Maybe not location specific.
I'm going to say something that is probably not as popular.
Ooh.
But the most, I would probably say one of the most successful hubs of creativity currently is Calabasas. Like the Kardashian empire.
I was going to say, like you have like the Justin Biebers and Selena Gomez's.
Yeah, they're in Calabasas.
In Calabasas.
Making music and like working in Kanye West and the Kardashians. It's weirdly where this is happening right now.
Yeah, that is kind of the thing.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's super strange.
It's sad. I mean, it's sad that Laurel Canyon has become Calabasas, because you have to be a millionaire to be in Calabasas.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it's a bummer.
But you're right. That is sort of the current hotbed.
Weird.
I don't like it.
But also, like, it's that thing where, like, you know, there's some incredible artists that came out of, there's this one incredible production of Godspell in the early 70s, late 60s that was in Toronto that had Martin Short, Eugene Levy, Victor Garber, Catherine O'Hara's sister, not Catherine O'Hara, but Catherine O'Hara came to the show a bunch of times. Gilda Radner was in that. Paul Schaefer was the musical director.
Yeah.
And that was this like huge hub of artists that came out of there and became these huge comedy stars.
Yes, yes.
And so there's these little things where we don't know they're going to be that type of hotbed. We don't know all of these artists are going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, it's like the improv scene in Chicago in like the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, the Belushis.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. And all that stuff. Yeah. Aykroyd and yeah. Exactly. And then even that other later period with Farley and whatever.
Yes.
There's all these, definitely a lot in comedy. Uh-huh. Music, I guess you don't see it fully as much. I mean, then of course there's I guess we've got a lot of hot pets.
Right? I guess so, but like.
There's Paris in the 20s, right?
Sure.
There's that.
But nothing is, expats. I feel like Laurel Canyon really defined a whole period in terms of sound.
Yes.
Like, this was what was on the radio. This was what was dominating everything. This sort of folk, communal type of music. Mamas and Papas, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Joni Mitchell, Carole King.
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons we want to talk about this is because Jimmy could have very easily been woven into this group of people.
Absolutely.
If he had moved west, as opposed to east, he probably would have been around these people.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have been able to find his way there.
Yeah.
He absolutely would have. I mean, it's funny because you look at Jackson Browne.
Yes.
Right? And Jackson Browne was involved with Laurel Canyon.
Yes.
Period. Mm-hmm. He's from California, but he was off in New York, and then he came back. I was also going to say, I want to throw in another These Days in Different Ways today.
It's been a while,
it's
man.
It's been a while. I've been looking up for These Days. Right now, I've been trying to find a These Days, and I think I have one. I sent it to you. It's on Bandcamp.
Wow.
It's a very obscure German band named Locas in Love.
Locas in Love.
And I want to see, this says that it's a cover of These Days.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And I think we need to give it a listen.
We got to give it a listen.
Just, yeah, it definitely is. It is. It is definitely These Days.
This album cover is very fun. It's an angry bear.
Yeah. It's like a fun drawing on brown paper of an angry bear.
All right.
It's
let's very nice. Give this a listen. All see right. what this is about.
Wow, yes. I missed it. I missed this song.
I do too.
I've been out walking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do too much talking. About the things that I forgot to do.
I love her.
And all the times I had the chance to. I've stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days.
It's a perfectly written song.
It's incredible.
And he wrote it when he was 16 years old.
Crazy.
Wow.
I love this man so much. Also, amazing. That was definitely more faithful to the Nico version.
It was.
Another part of the narrative.
Lo-fi,
of this.
Yes, yeah. Toned down.
And German.
Just a guitar. German, of course. Oh, my God.
Nico is German.
Well, shout out to Locas in Love.
Locas in Love, love you.
Their little profile says, we're a band and we're friends. Sticking it to the man since 2001. Trust no one. Love everyone.
I love
so
that.
There you go. Locas in Love. That was great.
Their best song, their most listened to song, has 53,000 listens.
Okay.
Ultra Vice. On Spotify.
Very,
so they're a little obscure, but very fun. Just a little, just goes to show how far Laurel Canyon reaches. Even though that was Velvet Underground. Jackson Browne is loosely related.
Yes.
And that makes it Laurel Canyon.
Absolutely.
but that's, so I've kicked it. That's my opening ceremony for this playlist. I forgot to tell you I was going to have an opening ceremony.
We had a procession through the house.
I'm so sorry. I dropped the torch on bagels.
That's okay. You know what? She'll be fine.
Okay. Good. Thank God he didn't get her haircut yet.
Yeah.
She's okay.
So this playlist is very long, so I think maybe we should just jump through a couple of things.
Yeah, like three or four of our faves,
just so we can get the vibe of everything. But I highly urge anyone to check out this playlist. Also check out the documentary Echo in the Canyon.
Definitely.
It's on Netflix. It's very good. Interviews with like Jackson and a bunch of these people that were actually there.
Yeah.
I did read, I forget where it was, but I read a whole piece about Laurel Canyon and how everybody sort of views it as this amazing time in sort of the history of folk and the history of music. And from what it sounds like, it didn't feel that way to people that were actually living it.
Right. Right.
Which is very interesting.
That sounds really interesting because they were in such a hyper state of collaboration.
Yes.
They were just like doing what felt right and everything, but it felt like everything was so clicked up that it's like, you're the kind of person that if you're in the canyon and you don't feel like you're working as hard as everybody else in the canyon, you're still probably working harder than everybody else in the world.
Sure, absolutely.
Because it's such like an incredible creative renaissance. Oh, that's another important period of art.
The Renaissance. I'm glad we finally are bringing up the Renaissance on the Parrothead podcast.
I've been getting so many emails. Talk about the Renaissance. And we are. And the Harlem Renaissance. I want to bring that up to Langston Hughes.
Yes.
Raising
yes.
the Sun.
What song would you like to listen to?
What song? I would like to listen to, for old time's sake, actually, it's the first one on here, and I have a personal connection to the song, but it's Crosby, Stills, I believe it's Nash and Young, right?
I think so.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Our House.
Our House. A classic song. Yes.
But I worked as an assistant for people who live in Joni Mitchell's house.
Yes.
And Graham Nash also lived there.
Yes.
And it's an incredible house, and we can just go ahead and listen to it.
Beautiful.
Because I can see the house when I hear it.
Place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
So good. As a quick addendum, I sent you the demo version of this song.
Ooh.
And it's one of my favorite versions of this song.
Beautiful.
It's just him playing it, and it's just like so delightful. I think we have to listen to it. I was also going to say, I've lit this fire. I lit the fire in this house when I worked for this person.
You did?
I lit the fire.
There oh, my gosh.
There was an event, and they were like, light the fire. And I was like, I'll light the fire. And I didn't obviously tell her to place the flowers in the vase. I placed the flowers in the vase.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were just following the directions of the song.
Yeah. And I had to find two cats.
Yes.
And I had to
the song
is the
more a guideline than anything for people in the house.
And those cats were feral. They did not want to stay in the yard. And it was my job.
You still have scars, right?
This is the song that they left for people who are house sitting.
Yes. usually they'll get like a nice list on the fridge or something like that. This, they just had a 45 yeah. playing.
They were like, play this.
Play this.
Bye.
Let's listen to the demo of Our House. Oh, yes.
It's so good.
This is it. Place the
flowers. Just Graham. Just Graham Nash. That you bore today. A little looser.
Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen. Such a cozy room. The windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine. Through them, fiery gems for you.
So good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
This to me is like the feeling. The reason I'm drawn to these kinds of demos
yeah.
is because this is what it probably felt like to live in the canyon, to be walking around and to hear him playing, or him being like, I can't put the song that I was playing with, or like, hey Joni, come over here,
yeah,
like, I saw you do this, come here, like let me play this song for you.
Yeah
it's pretty good, right? I don't know, I could probably tweak this, like whatever, and like, oh yeah, it's pretty good, and then they probably left and whatever.
Yeah,
like that's probably the kind of stuff that happened where it's like, yeah, if you listen to that song, you're gonna go home and write something really good.
Sure. Well, like they talk about in that documentary, people, you know, coming up with a chord progression, or you know, like Mama Cass coming up with something and then running over to someone's house and saying, "Oh my God, you gotta listen to this! I just found this. This is amazing. You gotta listen to this.
It's incredible.
It's so cool.
That's what I want.
Yes.
What? Maybe we can create that for podcasting.
Oh sure. You know?
Us in one room, lizard people in another.
Oh, I'm into it.
Run over. You got to hear this thing I've been doing.
It's 45 minutes. Just sit down real quick. Just listen. I'll put on a pot of coffee. Just listen to this. 45 minutes.
It's so good. Ryan, what is really drawing you in this playlist? Legacy of Laurel Canyon.
Anything out of this time period. I'm always drawn to Joni Mitchell.
Oh, come on.
She's got such a unique voice.
Oh, my God.
And the song California on this playlist specifically is so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it so much. I want to give it a listen. It's great.
I love this song. It's one of my favorites.
Yes, same. It's a great song. Here we go.
Here we go.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news, and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home.
Who do you think was the sunset pig?
I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, coming home.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much about these songs that are so observational.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so great. It's just all the things that are around.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, and it's not, I don't know, I usually can't stand observational songs.
Yes.
I usually can't stand it, but for whatever reason, all of these songs just really hit me. Maybe because like it was so interesting what was going on.
Oh my gosh. It was, yeah, I mean, everything was so specific and just like, but the way she saw people and like, I think like the details with the tone changes connotes different feelings.
Sure.
So it's like when somebody is like, I saw a man over there with a big hat. And then I saw somebody over there with a little dog. And it's like, well, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Gonna give a chance.
It's so good.
And so I'll talk about my, what if I talked about my day like that? I mean, it would change everything. I was like, woke up early and went to the farmer's market. And then I got home and I took a little bit of a nap. And then I took a shower and now I'm recording a podcast.
That sounds like a new Instagram story.
I'm going to be doing Joni Mitchell talks about her day.
I love it. It's Joni Mitchell's great.
Good. She's incredible.
So good. So good.
It is truly amazing. I was going to say, I think we kind of touched on the Laurel Canyon days.
Yeah.
But I think specifically they're like late 60s, early 70s.
Yes.
So I wanted to isolate that. I think we said that. 68, 69, yeah, 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 like 73, yeah. 75. I'll give you another song.
Give
that
me
I
another
love.
Song, buddy.
Somebody that I know that I will love, and I've never fallen really into listening to a lot of him. And it's somebody that Jimmy loves, and it's somebody that people always say, like, I think this person is so funny. You gotta have, like, Jimmy's mentioned him in concerts. I'm talking about Warren Zevon.
I love Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon is so fantastic.
Yeah.
And he is so cool and funny and weird.
Yep.
And I was just looking him up, actually. When he was like 16 years old, he went over to study music with Igor Stravinsky in California. Igor Stravinsky is a really influential, incredible, kind of classical-ish music composer.
Wow.
That wrote one of the most incredible pieces of music of all time called The Rite of Spring, which went up in, I believe, 1913. The Rite of Spring was so frightening for classical music that people rioted in the theater.
I think you've told me about
that.
Yeah,
I think
before.
I've talked about it. The Rite of Spring is like so shocking and crazy. But then he fled because of the Holocaust, and he fled to the States, and he lived in California.
Wow.
And he was here, and I guess Warren Zevon went over and took like classes with him.
That's amazing. That's crazy.
That's like a really
weird, like happenstances.
Not believe that Warren Zevon used to hang out with Igor Stravinsky.
That's so crazy.
He was an occasional visitor.
Yeah.
Started modern classical music alongside Robert Kraft, who was also one of Stravinsky's collaborators. But one of my favorite songs from Warren Zevon that I hadn't heard before this playlist was Desperados Under the Eaves, the second to last song. Did you know this song before this?
I've heard it before, but I never really, really listened to it.
I never heard this song. And also listening to it from like the point of view of living in Hollywood is so...
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's give it a listen. He's a cool looking guy.
God, he's so cool. Everything about him is cool. This is such an epic song. You can hear he hung out with Igor Stravinsky.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel.
I observational.
Yep, here it is.
Empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy wasn't blind. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will.
I love that. The mystics and statistics?
Yeah.
I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. Don't the sun look angry through the trees?
God.
Don't the trees look like crucified bees? Don't you feel
desperados under the eaves. Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you'll never really free. Don't the sun look angry at me?
Wow.
Can you jump to the end where he starts doing
yes,
look down Gower Boulevard?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's so crazy.
It's
great.
It kind of brings tears to my eyes how brilliant it is.
Yeah.
It's so funny and real and like smart and visceral and everything. Like,
yeah.
I love that song. That might be one of my favorite songs I've ever heard.
It's great.
It's stunning. And I was just reading, he's a huge collaborator with Jackson Browne.
Yeah.
Jackson Browne and him wrote a lot together, and I can hear Jackson Browne in this music, or
yes,
I can hear Warren Zevon in Jackson Browne's music.
Well, they did at Largo a couple years ago, they did a big tribute show to Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
And Jackson played. I think Judd Apatow put it on.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's
so
the kind
cool
of guy that it seems like the person that everyone's like, I wonder what Warren would think. Like, I wonder, like, if you're imagining the collaborators, it's like, oh, he's going to have a different take on my song.
Yes.
He's going to tell me something I haven't seen. Like, he's seeing something in music that none of us are seeing.
Yeah.
And he has such a grasp on it.
He just feels it differently.
Yeah, that
so
blows
good
me away.
I love it.
It's so cool.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
God, it's so good.
What
about you, Ryan?
This song, I never, before this playlist, really thought about the Beach Boys as Laurel Canyon guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess they were. And, like, it makes sense, you know, specifically with this song I'm about to play, it has that same feel, that same vibe.
Yeah.
In My Room is one of the best songs, period, ever written, ever.
It's so good.
It's so good. I love it so much, and I really want to listen to it.
We got to hear it.
We got to hear it.
Oh, come on.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
It's so good.
Oh my God. I love it.
God, it's
so good. I love it. I love it.
It's so good. I mean, that's what the harmonies.
Yep.
The specifics.
Geniuses.
They're geniuses.
Musical geniuses.
They were up there. They were having a blast.
Oh, yeah. That's
they
amazing.
They were with there. I mean, and then, which is kind of crazy too, because they were also associated with the Manson family.
They were?
Dennis Wilson was. Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dennis Wilson. Charles Manson stayed with Dennis Wilson for a while.
Wow.
In his house. And then left. because Dennis Wilson kicked him out because all of the girls that he had kept giving him STDs. That was one
it's
of
like,
the
like, you
reasons.
Know what? I am tired of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So
I've gotten
good.
The clap so many times. Every time I pull down my pants, I get a round of applause.
This is...
Is that a good joke?
It's really good.
I just made it up.
Yeah. Just run on down to the comedy store.
I gotta go, guys. Yeah. I'm gonna keep the mic though. I'm really talking specifically about how we're doing a podcast today. Weird. One song that I would love to discuss.
Yes.
That I would love to listen to.
Yes.
That I loved and enjoyed.
Yes.
That has some similarities, at least in title. And a song that I hadn't heard before either was Jesus in Three-Quarter Time by J.D. Souther.
Yes, another collaborator with Jackson Browne.
Yes, correct.
Let's...
Jesus in Three-Quarters Time. J.D. Souther is actually not somebody I really even know very much about at all.
I don't
He's
either.
He's on this playlist.
Yeah. Let's give it a listen.
Great. You got that. And it's also like living and dying. We know what a three-quarter time
yes,
is now
we
that
do.
You listen
We're
to it.
We're experts now.
Yeah. There it is. One, two, and three. One, two,
three. If I gave you my blessing, bid you good night.
This is very Jimmy.
It's so
Something
Jimmy.
Something was holding me down. Once I was baptized, if I just can be found living for Jesus day after day, nobody lives quite that strong.
Woo-hoo.
Blessed assurance. One thing to know, and another to sing in a song. Well, the family possessions.
It's really good. Like I said, very
so
Jimmy.
Good. It is.
I could see Jimmy doing something like this.
I can see this too.
Yeah.
This feels very Jimmy.
Yes.
Simple melody, easy to sing. Really
no
enjoyable.
Frills.
And also just like floating, like bipping and bopping.
Bipping
just
and bopping, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is such a great playlist to put on anywhere at any time.
Yes, I agree.
So reflective
and it's
nice.
Perfect for a rainy day.
Oh, my gosh.
We're about to hit rainy season in L.A. in the
yes.
next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm going to play this nonstop.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
perfect.
It's gonna be great.
Rainy day warning.
Should we each do one more song?
Let's do it.
Let's do one more song.
All right. What do you want to do, Ryan? What's your next song?
I mean, we got to listen to a little Jackson Browne.
Okay. We have to.
We've already talked about this song before. It's one of my favorites. It's from the album For Every Man. It is the titular song. It's For Every Man.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a good one.
We have to.
Did he play this when we saw him live?
He did? I think
yeah.
it was
okay.
one of his later songs.
Yeah. This is great. We love Jackson Browne so much. Big Jackson Browne fans. So let's give it a little listen for Every Man.
Yes, please. And it just gets right into it.
It's right into it, yeah. Like here. Okay, so got volume up. Going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. It's just... I have no time to prepare.
My pants are down. I am not ready. My fly's unzipped.
I've seen the end coming down long enough to believe that they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about it. Thank you.
like, what makes me so sad is that, like, all these people are what, in their 20s, mid-20s probably, mid to late 20s, early 30s. The music today that, you know, that, like, Calabasas music.
Right.
Nothing like this. Nothing like this. Nobody is writing music like this.
No, no. Calabasas music is not like this.
No.
No, the music of Calabasas. I can't wait for that playlist.
I will not listen to it.
Oh,
we will not talk about it on this podcast.
I know. It's pretty upsetting, but it's a sign of the times. I mean, there are really thoughtful, incredible songwriters out there right now that are writing really specific things. We've talked about Nathaniel Ratliff.
Sure.
You know, we Possessed by Paul James.
Yes.
Tennille Towns is a country singer that I'm obsessed with, who writes incredible songwriting, who has really great lyrics. There's a lot of people that do that kind of stuff now, but for it to be so concentrated, it's cool that it was so concentrated that it created this beam that shot through everything else in music.
Yes.
Where it was like, this is something we all like.
Yeah.
Because, but I also think we all like it because there was so much of it.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, it was a shared voice because it was from this one community.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
It's cool to think about.
Overall thoughts on this playlist?
I love this playlist.
I do too.
I mean, this is such a great playlist. I've added it to my, you know, list of playlists.
Well, that's a sign of a good playlist. If you add it to your list of playlists, it must be a good playlist.
And I must love it.
Oh, my God.
So beautiful. I highly recommend it. I would add it to your playlist. Your playlist list. And I just, that music in general, I mean, it's no surprise, and we're not doing any groundbreaking reporting here.
No.
This is very good music.
Yes.
What are your final thoughts?
I love it so much. I've played it nonstop since I discovered it a couple weeks ago. It's so, so good. And I didn't know, like, I knew Laurel Canyon was a thing, but I didn't know how much of a thing it was and how influential just this one tiny spot was for the music industry as a whole.
Yeah.
And that to me is very, very cool.
It's incredible. It's so cool. And we can see where Jimmy gets it. I mean, he was singing California Dreamin' to a group of beauty pageant contestants.
The late 60s.
Based on Buried Treasure. So we know. We know this is what was happening. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of amazing artists on here that we didn't even talk about. Buffalo Springfield.
Yep.
The Doors. The Byrds.
James Taylor.
Neil Young. Carole King.
Frank Zappa.
Bonnie Raitt. Frank Zappa. America.
Yeah, there's
Graham Parsons. The song She is really good. Buffalo Springfield has a song, I'm Your Kind of Guy, that's really good too. It's like a really fast pop.
Yeah.
And it ends with them going, it's kind of short. And I love it. So I highly recommend it. Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
But I have one more song, correct?
Yes, you do.
The song I would like to end is probably the biggest surprise for me.
Okay.
Of artists that was in this playlist.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Randy Newman?
Correct.
Yes.
Randy Newman is considered Laurel Canyon.
Yes.
Which is crazy to me. I think he's so talented and he's so amazing.
So good.
He's had these really wild, weird phases in his music.
Yeah.
But I think he's undoubtedly a legend.
Yes.
And I think everything has been intentional. You think it's stupid, but then you're like, oh, he had a complete purpose for everything he did.
Did he just write the music, or am I thinking of someone else? He wrote the music for
Marriage Story.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's great.
Oh my God, it's great.
Like,
it's
sweet,
amazing.
And delightful.
Yeah.
But he has a song on here, which is also crazy to me to imagine him walking around with all these people. I've been looking to see like stories about Randy Newman in Laurel Canyon, and I can't find it. Him like someone's singing, Graham Parsons is singing She over in one area, Jackson Brown singing Doctor My Eyes, Wooden Ships is coming out,
and then Randy Newman had his hand in everything.
Sure, people got no feelings. Whatever he's singing, like it's like
oh, the bug, little bug, hardly there.
So the song that's on this playlist is Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Yeah.
By Randy Newman, written in 1970.
From the album, maybe my favorite album title of all time, 12 Songs.
12 Songs.
12 Songs. That's it.
And yeah, and he has a song called Laurel Canyon Boulevard as well.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So there you go. So we've done that. I think one of my favorite songs of his is Have You Seen My Baby?
That's a great one.
That's a good one too.
Randy Newman's awesome.
He's great. So this is the song Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Yes. So until next time, I am Mayfair Marleybone.
I'm St. Charles, Tennessee. Have a great week. See you February 28th.
Oh, yeah,
at Escape
baby.
To Margaritaville at the Dolby Theater. Come join us there.
Dolby Theater, crazy.
And until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wave bye-bye.
We have whiskey with your water, sugar with your tea. What are these crazy questions that they're asking of me? This is the wildest party that they ever could be. Well, don't turn on the light, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. Up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands, or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.